We are back, baby. We are fucking back.
We're back. Yeah. Classic.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
are back.
Please, me have a sausage, Dean.
No, pardon.
Hello and welcome to Pod Culture Vultures.
Shut up, you bastard!
With me, Dino, and join with me, as always, is my hetero life mate, Keverini Beanie. How's it hanging, mate?
All good in the hood now.
Good, good. Cause
back on track.
Yes. We've had to have a couple of weeks' reprieve, haven't we?
Yes, because once some donut went and fell off his bike.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I know everyone's thinking, oh, that'd be Dean, but it's not.
Oh, mate, it was horrible. Yeah. I tell you, it was horrible. I was cycling down to Gunwharf, and yeah. I took my boy's bike with me for the first time. I thought, I'll ride my bike, take his bike, and then we can ride back. And all went to plan until I got down to, like, the ferry point. And there was all this traffic waiting to get on the car ferry. So I thought, I'll go around, it's clear. There's no traffic coming off. And I thought, right, now normally what I'd do is I'd just go in the exit.
Yeah.
Because it's fine. Because the car ferry's coming in.
Yeah.
That means there's no traffic coming out. Yeah. Anyway, I thought, should I do that? I thought, no, for the purpose of actually having an extra bike with me, no one was on the pavement. Right. So I mount the pavement, right?
And that's
As you do. And that is literally where it just went wrong. Because somehow, and I still don't know how I did it, somehow I've hit the curb, which is made of cobblestones.
Mm.
I've completely lost control. I've managed to get his bike away from me.
Yeah.
Somehow I've come up onto the curb, onto the pavement. And next thing I know, I'm going over my handlebars in the middle of the road. So somehow I've gone back out.
Oh, God.
And I've just crashed down on my shoulder. Because I broke the collarbone on the left one.
Yeah.
And I had a moment to roll my shoulder. But fuck me, the pain. And then I had to go, obviously, pick him up. I was in so much pain. But luckily, there was a nurse. Got me in the old room. Did
now,
the old physio.
This is starting to sound like the beginning of Misery.
Yeah.
There was a nurse.
There was a nurse, yeah. No, but she did the old physical. She said, you haven't broken anything. But, I mean, this is like 4 or 5 weeks ago, and it still caused me a bit of jibber. Fucking hell, that hurt. And then I went and got that horrible lurgy, didn't I, for a week.
Yeah, so...
Been off the grid. Yeah.
Haven't been able to do nothing, but we're back with a vengeance.
We are indeed, vengeance.
I was just going to say about all... Have you seen anything good? Anything? Oh, and you've been to see the fucking Lord of the Rings trilogy again with the beard.
Yeah, the extended version.
Fucking hell, what a waste of time.
Lovely,
Jesus
mate.
Christ.
Lovely, yeah, brilliant.
How long is that in total? About 9 hours, isn't it?
Well, the last one's 4 hours, 7 minutes.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I think the second
it's
one's
about 10 hours.
And then about 3. Yes, yeah, so you're talking at least 10 hours.
Christ. You could have walked to wherever they're fucking walking to in real time.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Caught up in the world of... Wizards and Hobbits. Emotionally compromised many a time.
Fucking 10-hour Enya video.
Oh, brilliant. Good times, yeah. But great to see it on the
Orcs and the Norks and the Knockers.
The Knockers and the Norks and the Norkies.
Don't know, mate.
It's great to see it back on the big screen because you forget how fast times, how quick time's gone by. Because that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
On the big screen, you know, and it reminded me when I went to see.
Seems longer.
But even like The Phantom Menace, I mean, that's nearly 25 years ago.
Yeah, a fucking huge disappointment that was.
Yeah. Big fucking waste of time.
Mind you,
I will say, even though it's shit, it's got one of the best lightsaber battles across all of the films.
Okay.
It'd be worth buying a ticket to see The Phantom Menace on the big screen again, just to literally turn up 10 minutes before the end. And just watch the old Darth Maul fight.
Yeah. Nah, see, I went to see the first Lord of the Rings at the cinema.
Yeah.
And...
Did you leave after about 9 minutes?
No, I watched it all.
Oh, you stayed.
I think, I can't remember, might have gone with the ex-missus. But I thought it was really boring, and you lot were going on about how good it was. And the only person that agreed with me was Matt.
Was it?
And I thought, oh, thank God, someone else realises what a big pile of shit this
is. I think he likes it now, doesn't he?
God, hello. Anyway, I didn't go to the cinema to see the second one. I think I probably just waited and watched it on DVD because this is what I watched it. And then you and Dan convinced me to go and see the third one with you at the Odeon Cinema. And I think that was either the second or third time you'd both been to see it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh my fucking God. I was just sat there tortured. Like, there's about five endings to it. Like, before one of them, the little ones with the big feet, because they can't find any fucking shoes that size, just fucking bricks off in one of their mouths or something to finish it off.
Which version have you been watching?
We were all sucking each other on the head. Oh, you'll never have to bow before us, sir, you little bastards.
I don't think you've been watching Lord of the Rings. I think you've been watching The Lord of My Ring.
Oh, Lord of His Rings. But, I remember I was so bored and I turned round, right? And I'm sorry, but you and Dan were crying.
Yeah. What? It does.
I know,
very emotional.
I get it because you're into it and all that, but it's just the juxtaposition of two people who are really into it.
One person who really
isn't. I just couldn't give a shit, and I turn around, you're both crying. I'm like, oh my God.
I was always quite surprised.
Any more jelly babies left?
I was always quite surprised you didn't like it because it's, you like films like Willow. I know you like films like Willow and that, but also it is pretty much the same story as what Star Wars is. And it was it was one of like Lucas's influences as well. At the end of the day, it is the same story, you know, an unlikely underdog hero is given an opportunity.
I'm saying it's shit and everything. It's not shit, obviously, because it's really well made. A lot of people like it. A lot of people like the books. I just don't get it.
It's not your cup of tea, though, is it?
No. It's like that, and like the Avatar, when that came out, I thought, oh, this is fucking bollocks, mate.
Mm.
And the sequels to The Matrix I quite liked, but the rest just seemed like people playing a video game that you weren't able to have a go on.
Yeah, the second one was very much like that, especially with there's that fight he has with 100 Agent Smiths.
Yeah,
it's the only time I felt in that whole series where the visual effects look really shit, and it did look like a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah,
because there are times where his arms looked really long, a little bit like old Ronnie Cox at the end of RoboCop, because his arms were really long, or his head would be like too small. Yeah. So we watched that. But I'll tell you what, I did go to watch at the cinema a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and again, it was a bit of a struggle. I had to have ibuprofen and paracetamol just to get me through it. But I went to see The Creator by Gareth Edwards, who directed Rogue One.
Yeah.
It's a new sci-fi movie about...
You went to see that, did you?
Yeah, David John Washington.
Is this the one that was going to be his Star Wars film?
No, that's Zack Snyder.
All right,
his Rebel Moon for Netflix. No,
oh, yeah.
Gareth Edwards' one is it's the one with John David Washington and... It's quite a very, very familiar story, but it's basically there's like AI is kind of growing out of control, and it's very relevant of today. It's almost a little bit like, it reminded me a bit of Akira, and him and his unit.
That's a manga film, yeah.
It is a manga film, yeah. Yeah. And they're trying to seek out this ultimate AI because like there's been like a war against like AI and humans, Terminator-esque. And exactly, yeah, great soundtrack. And and then it does become a little bit like Terminator 2 because the AI is a child, and there's this backstory that he loses a child and therefore he becomes more, he's a guardian. Yeah. And it's like that sort of sense. It's like Terminator 2 in the sense that he then becomes the guardian and he kind of goes against his own side, but to protect this child. But do you know what, I'll stop saying that because I'm stammering a lot now, but I think you would really like it.
Yeah,
and it's one of the best looking sci-fi movies I have ever seen.
Now, what shall we talk about?
Garbage Pail Kids. I'm going to just say in one word from you, explain how you feel about the film.
Shit.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. So how many points did it get on IMDb?
2.7 out of 10.
2.7?
I think that's generous. Personally.
Well, I have seen it's one of the top 10 worst films ever made. What I think it was 1980...
It's the golden year, right?
87, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of films that we've spoken about, or, you know, we've recorded podcasts for the what I believe is like the golden year of the 80s. And in fact, another very future episode, which is also a film which came out in the same year. But for once, this is a film that came out in that year, which is just absolute fucking dog shit. And it was... Do you know what? For all the films that we've watched together, when we've done for the podcast, this was the one time where I really felt like we both really struggled with it. I mean, I started to fall asleep at one point.
So did I.
Yeah, and but what made me laugh was we paused it at one point, didn't we? Because we were both like conscious, like, oh, how long have we been watching it for? It was only 48 minutes out of 90. And I think we watched about another 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes after that, and then you just started skipping the chapters, didn't you?
Yeah.
We just filling in the blanks as we went, but... Oh.
It's not really that difficult to... I think, basically, this is a tie-in at the time. Garbage Pail Kids, the movie, for the Garbage Pail Kids...
Stickers.
They're like trading cards. They were a satire of the Cabbage Patch Dolls.
That's it.
But basically, you had different names mixed with...
They were like the disgusting ones, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so, on there you had Greaser Greg...
Windy Winston,
and
was it
Valerie Vomit?
Valerie Vomit, that's it. Yeah.
Alligator.
So
yeah, I think it was very, very rushed because the Garbage Pail Kids craze just went mental. Of everyone over here and in America were getting them. I was having them and trading them in school and stuff.
Well, I've still got this. I'll have to try and dig it out for you at some point. I know I said before, but I've got this Transformers plastic case, and you opened it up, and there's room for about 5 cassettes, and then just compartments. You can put whatever you want on it.
Yeah.
And on the back, I covered it with Garbage Pail stickers.
Yeah.
So I'll see if I can dig it out.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it was massive. Yeah, absolutely. It was one of those things that, we were kids, it just blew up overnight, and we all had it, and it was just... a massive craze. And yeah, I absolutely agree. I think they've rushed this to get something out on the big screen.
Yeah. I mean, at the time when it came out, I watched it a couple of times because I thought it was, when you're younger, you just think, oh, anything that's linked into something that you like.
Yeah.
But the whole premise of the film, I can't believe that Tony Newley's in it for some fucking bizarre reason, which makes it even more weird.
What else was he in? I couldn't
He's remember. Been in a lot of... He's obviously British, but he's been in a lot of the old 60s type, musical type films. And he's had like albums out and stuff.
Yeah.
Tony Newley. No one else famous in it. But it's basically... It's a mediocre story about a kid... of about 14, lusting after a girl of about 16, 17.
Oh, see, I thought she was supposed to be older than that.
Well, she might
be. I mean, she might have been, but yeah.
Yeah.
But she's about twice the size of him.
Yeah.
I mean, she reminds me of that bit in Beverly Hills Cop 2. She one tall bitch.
Oh, I'll have to do that one. Yeah, so he really likes her. And then she's kind of wants to be a fashion designer and all that. But, she kind of designs clothes and sells them out the back of a fucking club.
Yeah, down the back alley, which has got like this random little disco.
Yeah.
She just turns up and sells all this
on a Friday night.
Matte clothes on a Friday night on the hood of her car.
Yeah.
Her British Triumph car, which God knows how she affords.
Yeah. But anyway, then she kind of gets a sniff of the Garbage Pail Kids. Hang on.
We're going to have to back up.
Back up a bit here too much. She's also got a boyfriend, Juice.
Juice, yeah.
It's a fucking bellend.
Proper like, as well, yeah, isn't he?
But they've made him out to be like some sort of like, he looks like some sort of mafia type gangster. But yeah, he's just beating up one little kid. And he's got his little fucking henchman. And his
girlfriend. They all look like mid-20s, we said, didn't they? They look mid-20s and they're beating up this 14-year-old.
It's, yeah, the henchman and his girlfriend. She's big girl.
Always, yeah, always laughing and just stating the obvious.
Yeah.
She's like Steve McManaman.
What's it she says as well? Oh, those are my kind of guys. Absolute psychos.
Yeah, because they Juice and the other geezer, who keeps touching Juice whenever he can.
Helping him up, dusting him
and
off.
And looks like a cross between... what did I say? He looks like a cross between Bennett from Commando.
Bennett.
And who was the other one I said? He looked like a really...
Zod.
General Zod, yeah. But they just decide to chase this little kid, Dodger, and then chuck him in a muddy puddle and then mug him. And as all this is happening, and say they look at least 10 years older than this kid, and there's no explanation throughout this film as to why they're bullying him.
No, not at all.
That woman turns around and says, yes, my kind of guys, two psychos. Fucking mentalists, love.
Yeah, brilliant.
And the way they're dressed as well, like Juice. He's like, you can't make it. It's almost like they can't make his mind up. If he's supposed to be, like, for me, like, he was a cross between any member of Duran Duran, right? Arnie from Terminator 1, and and who? Any one of the Lost Boys.
Well, he had the mirror,
and Miami Vice.
Yeah, because he had the suit on, didn't he?
With the rolled up sleeves.
With the rolled up sleeves, but he also had the workout glove, fingerless gloves. Like
Arnie from Terminator 1.
Yeah, or Bender in Breakfast Club.
Breakfast, oh yeah, yeah.
But anyway, they keep picking on him and beating him up. Anyway, they go in, because he works in an antique shop owned by Tony Newley. Where the Garbage Pail, so literal again, it's got to be a garbage pail, like a dustbin they've got to come out of.
Yeah.
Is in there. Anyway, they beat him up in the shop for the second time, and the pail gets knocked over, and obviously they...
Releases him.
But what before that, you find that they've come out, they fucking beat him up, chuck him down the sewer... And then they tie him to a pipe and turn like the water on. It's like, well, you're going to kill him now.
If it's not just the water, is it? Because they've got all the different pipes where it just so happened to be labelled where they're
going to. Yeah.
And it's from like the dog pound. So basically, they're going to drown him in dog shit and piss. like you say, because they tie him there, they're about to commit murder. And then they sort of run off like it's like nothing's happened. Old what's his name? Bennett Zod. That's another opportunity where he gets to touch old Juice's torso. Wearing sunglasses at night, cunt. And he's wearing headphones. Do you know what I mean? He's wearing the old stereo. Walkman.
The Walkman, yeah. And then this bird that he lusts after, Tangerine. She's
Tangerine
not,
as well.
She's not out with him. Anyway, that's when the sewer gets opened by the little fellas.
So, yeah, they come down and save him.
Midgets.
But also,
big heads,
at the beginning,
little bodies.
They've got fucking massive heads, right? To the point where I'll get back to this other bit in a minute. But there's a scene where they go to the cinema, right? So they decide that they've had enough of hanging around in the antique store and basically being slave labor to creating all of these fashion garments.
Oh yeah,
for the kid, just so he can try and get in there. With old Tangerine, who's clearly not interested because she's a bit of a cunt as well. And once they've had enough of their little sweatshop, which is called a sweatshop, they like, oh, we're going to go out, but we're going to go incognito. So they dress up like a French version of Columbo and they all hit the town. Then they sneak into the back of a cinema. They make more fucking noise than the mat that ran the 20-odd kids that did so when I was watching The Village in the cinema, and I'll never forget, they came in, you just heard this like, and they came in, right, halfway through the movie, ran around in the front, and then ran out. These garbage pile kids make more noise than that, dressed in their Macs, berets, sunglasses, right? And they're interacting with the audience. Some are laughing, some are not. They're nicking hot dogs and popcorns. But the one thing is, no human ever sits there and goes, hang on a minute, what's going on? There's this person who's about 5 foot tall, and their fucking head is probably about 5 meters round. Yeah. Like, they're massive. Like, reminds me of old Hey Arnold, you know, football. Yeah. But it's like that. It's just, it's huge.
Well, I think you've got to disconnect your disbelief. Suspension of disbelief. But, the thing is, what I think is funny as well is the Garbage Pail Kids that are let out of the pail, which is only, about 7 of them. They're trying to find other ones because supposedly there was loads, weren't there, in the car?
There was tons.
They never find them because otherwise the production would have had to go bankrupt with the amount of masks they would have had to make.
Well, it's like you said, wasn't it? You know, you see the entire production's cost.
In a cigar box.
Yeah, $22.
Not a fanny, I mean.
No, that box never comes out.
But, but it just so happens that those Garbage Pail Kids are amazing seamstresses and can make clothes, because that's exactly what he needs to try and get Tangerine to
flog, don't they? Yeah. Like, but basically what they end up constructing is Corey Feldman of today's outfits.
Yeah.
You know, just
Shite,
yeah, like rubbish.
Anyway.
Another thing is, there's so many things in this film which just aren't explained. Another one is that the credit sequence, you see a dustbin, right?
Flying through space.
With boosters on the back, which are quite similar as the old Star Destroyers. And then it kind of, it's almost like you've got the point of view of the spaceship coming towards Earth.
Yeah.
Then the spaceship creeps in. But then it kind of fades out and it comes from all different directions. Then it's in the shop. So I gather like they've come from outer space, but it's never explained
or spoke about. It's shit.
Yeah.
The whole point and lead up of the film is based on the fact that the Garbage Pail Kids are obviously, they're all fucking ugly because they are on the cards. And it just leads up to the end when Tangerine says to Dodger, maybe we can just be friends and do friend type stuff. And he says, no, I don't think you're pretty anymore.
Yeah.
And then it finishes.
Well, what's his name? Says, he said, you know, did he say something like beauty's not in a mirror, or ugliness is not in a mirror? I can't remember what it is he says. But you know, I think you said it best when we were watching it. Like, it just feels like it's just a load of like fillers. Like there is no real sort of compelling narrative to this.
There's not.
And you do not give a fuck about any of the characters at all, because as much of a cunt that Tangerine is, the kid's pretty much a cunt as well, because he keeps falling for it. But also, you know, he's a bit of a loner. He then befriends these kids, these Garbage Pail Kids, but then he mugs them off by getting them to do all the donkey work just so he can try and get in there with her, which is never going to happen because she's with this geezer Juice. And Juice is a mug because he's taking a bit off the top with her money and stuff like that. And is it that they're all of them are cunts?
Yeah.
You know, and even the British geezer's a cunt because he knows how bad these kids are. Yeah, Tony Newley.
All he wants to do is stick them back in the bin.
Stick them back in the bin, yeah. Because he even says to him, you know, I know at the end, I know you don't want to go back in whilst playing the theme tune backwards. He's like, but trust me, it's for your best interests. I don't think it's anyone's best interest to go back into that dustbin, mate.
Yeah. But it's even like at the end when they have the fashion show and the actual Garbage Pail Kids get pissed off that they actually see that they're being mugged off from wearing, making the clothes. So they go there and start pulling them off the models. Don't they?
Yeah.
So you've got the women running around in their underwear. Proper 80s.
It's because it's the whole classic, Yeah. Like they just ooh. Keep running around, don't they? Like,
and ooh, bit of bush debt, no.
Unfortunately, no. Certificate's not right.
But, certificate PG, no minge.
Partial gash.
wobble. Bo Selector used to do that. He was Jonathan Ross.
I say, yeah.
Oh, three wobbles. Oh, wobble. Certificate PG, no minge.
But yeah, it's just, it was a trudge to get from it. It was just an, absolute mess. But yeah.
It's shit. Don't bother.
Yeah.
But
listen to this podcast because it's more entertaining than actually watching the film.
The cards were quite fun. And also, they did do a cartoon series, which I think it would lend itself to much, much better than trying to go straight in for a live action.
I don't remember that. Was there a cartoon?
It is a cartoon.
Was it supposed? Was it quite vulgar? Because I mean, the illustrations were really vulgar on the stickers. Was it in that vein, or did they sort of try to make it a bit more child?
Made it a bit more child friendly.
Yeah, a bit like RoboCop TV show, cartoon. John Rambo.
And John Rambo. That RoboCop one, though, as well, they do run a sequence of Clarence killing him, but they don't show any of the...
Ooh, guns.
Like Chris Akabusi said, get out there, get the fucking job done, or fuck off!
I just got a little story for you that I found on the internet. You may have heard this. It was a few weeks ago, but obviously I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it because you've not been well. But it sort of bodes well because the story is about someone not being very well.
Fair enough, there's a connection.
It's about an internal flight, I think it's in America, and it's a woman she's obviously vegan or whatever.
Non-meat eater.
You will pay the price if you're a fussy eater. Anyway... She eats this thing, right, and it's obviously upset her because almost straight away she gets the fucking shits.
Blowing out the rear end.
And
big time.
She runs up the aisle, and apparently it's like a sprinkler going off over all of the people that are in the thing and everything. The poor woman.
What's the video or?
There's.
It was just an article then.
There's after footage of obviously they showed pictures of the chair covered in shit and stuff, but it's online. You can hear the captain. The radio control, and he's going permission to turn round and return. We have a biohazard on.
Oh, sorry, it's on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
no escape.
No, it's going off. Sorry, I must have just switched off. I thought you said it was in a supermarket or something.
No.
Oh, that's even worse.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
All the way up the aisle, she's bloody shat over everyone in fucking...
What on earth is she eating?
I don't know. I can't remember what that was. I don't know, but I guess up in first class. What's happening back there? Oh, they're shitting on each other again, are they? Dirty peasants.
Peasants. Ruffians. Scoundrels.
God almighty, though, you'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah. I'd want my money back after that.
I'm covered in shite, and I haven't even got to my destination!
Just reminds me of old fucking Men at Work.
It's a shit! But I just thought instantly, like, snake...
It's the second time it goes off and it slips over.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
Shit on a plane.
Yeah, oh, that's horrendous.
Shites on the plane.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah, so apparently everywhere. And the smell. Whoa, the smell was fucking horrendous. Just one other quick story as well. Have you seen this thing? It's obviously in America. But there's a town in America that's being terrorised by someone dressed up as a clown.
What, like they did a few years ago?
They did that, didn't they, a few years ago, which was weird.
Because it was all up and down the UK, wasn't it? There was, I think there was at least, was there like several sightings? Because it was almost like it became a craze, like they were just copycats. But you just remember seeing it on the news where you just had this footage and it was, sometimes you'd have someone dressed as a clown just standing, like just static, looking very menacing and not doing anything. Others were kind of chasing, But yeah, what are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, he kind of looks like...
Is this in the UK?
No, this is in America. And it's okay. Now, it's like, he's done up like Pennywise.
Yeah.
The new one.
The new one, yeah.
But he's just taunting the police and everything and just terrorising this little town.
Oh, for a moment there, I was really hoping you were going to say that they did look at Indiana Jones and just sort of like, not without really giving a shit, just fucking tased the fuck out of him. And they just walked away.
Yeah, you're going to float now, motherfucker.
Have a balloon.
Yeah.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
Where can they find us, Kev? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now Threads. Any emails or recommendations, pop us over an electronic mail to podculturevultures@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And please remember to subscribe, follow, and rate, and all the other business that goes with your social media claptrap. But until next time, catch you on a flippity flop.
Gully bilo.
Is that it? You do anything else?
No, there's no more.
Right then, well, fuck off.
This is great banter. It really is.